Barn quilts dot the country landscape in Highland County, but have you seen them all? An upcoming one-time event will take folks off the beaten path to catch a glimpse of barn quilts that aren't usually accessible to the public. The Highland County Tourism Council's Donna Bedwell and Margie Bosch of Highland Barn Quilts tell us more about the tour. Miss Bosch begins the story.
Some people might wonder what a barn quilt is exactly. It's a quilt square that is painted on wood, generally a form of plywood that is weather resistant, and it's affixed to a barn. Very often they're 4 feet by 4 feet or 8 feet by 8 feet. And the reason behind them is usually not only as a decoration, but also as a way to highlight the agricultural area, to tell the story of your farm, to say something about you. But Susie Perrin has been in Highland County. She is an author who wrote a book called Following the Barn Quilt Trail. And it is a chronicle of her story as she and her husband and their dog drove throughout the United States to look at the barn quilt trails that have been constructed throughout the different states in the Union. She was here in Virginia, and the reason that she came was to see our barn quilt trail, because we actually had the very first barn quilt trail in Virginia.
Donna Bedwell continues.
So the idea of an event around Susie's book came up, and that's when we started talking about all the wonderful barn quilts that are up private driveways or are on more secluded roads, that many of them are visible on Route 220 or 250, but so many of them only the landowner often gets to see or their own private guest. So we came up with the idea of a seldom seen barn quilt trail. And we have 10 barn quilts that are only viewed by those individuals who own the property or their personal guest. For those people who live in Highland, you know that there's a seldom seen area and seldom seen road. Well, they're not on that road. Seldom seen stands more for how often people get to see them than their actual location. And so the day that we've put together is we start out with a registration at 9:30 in the morning at the Highland Center. And then Susie will give her slideshow presentation and be available for questions and answer and book signing. And then at about 11:30, we're going to serve lunch. And then we'll give out the maps for the Seldom Seen Barn Quilt Tour. And this is a self-guided tour that individuals will go at their own pace. The total distance from the beginning of the tour to the end is about 30 miles. It can easily be done in 2 hours.
So bring your cameras, because you'll have a unique opportunity to take photos of some of these barn quilts that you probably wouldn't have a chance to take a picture of otherwise. And be prepared, too, because we've got vendors who are going to be at the Highland Center, including a lady who is painting barn quilts that are of a size that you could actually purchase and bring home, as well as some other items that are locally made. And it'll be a great day. We hope everyone will come.
The Valley Program for Aging Services will also be offering the use of 2 vans for the tour at an additional charge to the ticket price. The event will begin at the Highland Center at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 8th. Tickets must be purchased in advance to prepare accurately for lunch. Sales are cut off on Monday, April 3rd, and may be purchased now at the Highland Center or by visiting highlandcounty.org. For more information, highlandbarnquilts@gmail.com. This is Chris Swecker with Allegheny Mountain Radio.